What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A bebop doop da tee pap a doodle da poop. That was a full poop.
It was.
I ended with the explosion on that poop.
Cleaner.
Our strongest entry yet.
I was going to say, cleaner ending than some of Jason's in the past.
Well, it actually, not really.
I mean, not really cleaner, I guess.
Yeah. Poop is of the least clean things.
There is no clean poop. Is that fair?
That is very fair. Like, well, no. Well, So, let's discuss.
I mean, like, this is the important.
There is a clean poop, but it's not the poop that is clean. It's when you have one of those poops, and it's like,
The no wiper.
I mean the wiper no wipey. You know. It's
so there's
is that
a clean
a Dora
yes,
reference.
Yes, that was a Dora the Explorer reference.
There's a
wiper no wipey.
There's a clean execution.
Whoa! Why is there a spotlight on Jason?
I was just moving stuff around and hit a wrong button. Apologies.
I mean, at least it went to the right person, the one talking about the clean poop.
Al was just, give me more. Give me more Dora the Explorer jokes.
Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast. Andy, Mike, and Jason back with you. Al Borland hitting the buttons. And
All the buttons.
Today's segment's Would You Rather, Is This Real Life? And we are drafting self-serving punishments for your children. I mean, we all want to teach discipline, want to instruct our children. And, these punishments, they also benefit us. So we'll draft those today as well. Spitballerspod.com is the website. You can find us on social media, on YouTube, youtube.com/spitballers. Tell your friends about the show. If you have friends that you're like, they need more poop content.
Yeah, yeah, I guess we're here for it.
If they need the merits of a clean poop debated. I mean, there is no clean poop, nor could you clean a poop.
No, there's a whole phrase about that. Can't shine a turd.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. One of your kind of idioms for life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a whole phrase.
Can't shine a turd, Jason Moore. I came up with that.
Would you rather?
I mean, technically, that has nothing to do with cleaning it. That's more of the physical appearance, right? You can't polish a turd to make it look attractive.
Don't tell me what
people,
I can't
people
do.
People don't do sculptures.
No, thank goodness.
I bet they do.
Blake from Patreon, would you rather have a magical suitcase that always contains the perfect outfit for any occasion or a magical ATM wallet that always has the amount of cash you need when you open it up?
Come on.
Wait, read the fine print.
Oh.
All right. The outfit will not physically change any of your attributes, a.k.a. I'll still be...
Lumpy?
Lumpy.
Okay, so it's black.
Wow.
My outfit is lumpy. Lumpy is one of the most hurtful expressions that I can remember. You just called Andy lumpy.
To be fair, I was saying it for all of us.
That might be one of the deepest cuts.
I mean,
this is a moment of my. This is a turning point in my life.
I don't think I've heard that as the adjective before.
The problem is, I was looking for something like that. I just didn't want it to be lumpy. I mean, something softer than lumpy.
Yeah, you want to be cushy or just
puffy.
Sure.
Oh, gosh,
puffy, a little swollen, you know, stung by bees. But lumpy makes it feel like it's in all the wrong places.
All right, here's the fine print for that question.
It is.
So we don't instantly choose the money one, which we always do. The outfit will not physically change any of your attributes, including your lumpiness, but it will be as stylish and flattering as possible for the occasion, which is cool. The wallet is connected to your bank account. And works just like an ATM in your pocket. Okay.
Okay. So this isn't free money.
When you are standing at the valet and need a crisp $5 bill, yeah, I mean, this changes everything because I can tell you, I don't know outside of a valet the last time I've handed cash to a human being. I mean, it is now reaching the point where I haven't been to a bank to get cash or an ATM to get cash outside of we're going on a trip and there might be a valet.
Yeah,
or a luggage per, you know, the
Tipping someone.
Outside of a tip.
Yeah, outside of a tip, I'll take money out if I am going to the casino.
So this is not,
that's fair.
I mean, this is, I already have a magic ATM. It's called a card.
It's called my credit card.
And it connects to my bank and I use it and it takes money out of my bank like this magic wallet does. It's just not in cash.
See, the problem with the other one though, for me personally, because of my extreme lumpiness.
Lump plus
is that,
is that
all
what that
of
songs about
the best style.
The
yes.
Sorry. She's lump. It's like was she just,
she's just chunky.
Are they insulting somebody?
Yes. She's lump.
I mean, I didn't know it was such a mean song.
Yeah, it's very
enjoy hurtful. That joke, all you 80s babies. All right.
But, you know, it's going to be as stylish and flattering as possible, the outfit that's in there.
Right.
So I know for a fact that the color of the shirt I am pulling out is black. Because as the only, anything else is unflattering to my lumps. And so I don't feel like this suitcase is that great.
It would be the most flattering that those other colors could be for you. You could go to a lot of funerals with this suitcase and be fine. I wonder if having that suitcase would unlock a new world of socializing for me.
Sure.
Because I would imagine there are events or things that I would do, but I think about, get dressed up. And it's not even like part of getting dressed up is not just owning it. It's like figuring out which combination and is
That's
it
fair.
Clean and is it wrinkly and do I have, you know, how comfortable are the shoes and
do I know where that one shirt is that I like the
it's
most?
Somewhere, but it's probably wrinkled. And
you know where it is? It's in your magic suitcase. So that's pretty cool. Now I thought of another reason that I need cash, and always in upsetting fashion, my children have like field trips that they go on. Or things at school that they need. And it's always like $22, $17. I can't even just give them a $20 bill and be like, here you go, take this to school, and it pays for it. It's like, well, I can only give $40 and you need $22. Like, that's not change. I'm going to just say, yeah, keep the change. That's double the price.
Why is the school always asking for cash and unmarked bills?
Right. They do specify that.
What are they up to?
There's some teachers that need to eat dinner. That's what it is. It's for dinner for the teachers.
Which I'm good with that. But you're always like, where's the paper trail? For all these field
trips.
Yeah,
cash is flying around. Look, I'm taking the suitcase. It's more pragmatically, I could go to an ATM.
Also, clothes are expensive. So you're telling me...
Oh, that's a good point.
Now, wait. Does this magical suitcase... Is it only my wardrobe that I have?
It does not specify that. This is magic. Yeah, we're taking the suitcase.
Yeah, I'll take the free clothes.
Okay.
Like, hey, would you like a wallet that gives you your money?
Do you have to put it back in the suitcase afterwards, though?
Yeah.
I imagine you don't get to keep it. It's not like
that's
just,
all right.
You don't need to keep it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't wear two things at once.
Oh, yeah, if you did keep it, though, you'd be selling this all the time to make unlimited money. That would
it's not about making money. It's about not spending money on clothes.
We're all suitcase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All, suitcase. All right. Messy Mom from Patreon writes in for us and says, would you rather have a photographic memory, but never be able to forget anything?
Oh, no.
Or have the ability to selectively forget things?
So this is about the bad times.
Sure.
This is about the humiliation.
And the good times.
Is it?
I mean, if you never forget anything, it then becomes the... What type of person and what's your mental well-being? Are you able to focus on only the good stuff?
I mean,
because you remember it all very clearly.
I was going to say that is, I would hope what would happen is we are really good at forgetting the kind of menial goodness of life.
Exactly.
And it would be present all the time. You would, when you face a difficulty in life, and you actually remember all the difficulties you got through, it makes it more comforting. But maybe that's a perspective thing. But your perspective is a lot more easily framed if you remember.
Yeah, I think it's so easy for us to remember pain, trauma, things that have hurt us. And it's a little more difficult to remember when something was like, oh, that was such a great event. Remember how you felt in that moment. So if you can remember everything, I think that's an easy thing. Also, there are tremendous benefits if you had a true photographic memory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I
dream of that. That's like one of the superpowers of all superpowers that I would love. Like, I don't know. I might feel like I want to read more. Because genuinely, I get depressed that when I read a book,
yeah.
I've sat down and read a full book and said, and concentrated, and been like, I want to remember this book. And a year later, you ask me what was in it, and I won't be able to tell you almost anything.
A year later? I don't remember the previous chapter, my man.
But isn't that depressing?
Who's this guy?
It's like you're loading the software, and on the other end, someone's sucking it out with a shop vac.
Yeah, no, the memory is extremely important. I don't know about these books that you guys are talking about, but I watch a lot of shows,
right.
And I certainly can, you know, it's like when I can't binge watch shows and I've got to watch it week after week and I go, I haven't watched this in a week. I was like, what happened? What? I don't remember what was going on at all. I need those recaps.
I'm going to go photographic memory. Final answer.
Seems the thing to go
for sure.
I wish that this was something that do you think we'll ever get to the point where we could just I don't know, like they'll pay for things like this? Like you'll be able to like get opt in? Like that stuff will start really expensive, right? Like when they start messing with your body and improving things. I mean, even like when LASIK first came out, right? That was for the richest people on earth in the very beginning.
Now they got coupons for it.
Now I don't know if I want a coupon.
Groupon.com.
I'm just saying, like,
You're right.
Open the Sunday paper.
Buy one, I get one free. Yeah. But do you think they'll ever be able to give you upgrades this? What would you pay?
It certainly seems like they will.
Well, let's just pretend this is on the market right now. It's on open market. Let's say there's a,
I would pay 100% of whatever I have.
100%.
I'm just saying.
Would you go? You go to zero.
If you told me, hey. You empty your bank account, you
That's
go to
a good
zero.
Answer.
You go to zero, you're just whatever you have. You know, if you've got $1,000, you got $1,000,000, whatever you have. You go to zero and you can get a photographic memory that you'll remember everything forever. Obviously, I still have a job. I'm not retired. I got to redo my savings. But like, what, is, you know, the cost, the value of something like that seems, well, priceless.
Now, what if...
Your earning potential goes up with your photographic memory.
Yeah, it certainly would. But what if it is hard drive based? As in, like...
I got a hard drive hanging out of my...
Yeah, you have to plug a hard drive in, and they're like... It's like a terabyte. So, like, the thing will fill up, and if you want to remember some other stuff, you have to go home to your catalog of actual hard drives and then plug that one in.
Now,
kind of like, I guess.
So he like deletes. He deletes his jiu-jitsu knowledge to go ahead and get some stock knowledge.
Okay. I think that's still good. But what worries me here in this new version, as we dive through this, is what is the visual equipment that I have to have attached to me?
Oh, they make really small SSDs now. I mean, you got no problem. It's like behind your ear.
Oh, see, I was going like a full. You got a dongle in the back of your head.
I got a serial port hanging down
when
with like
gets
a little
knocked out.
Oh, that's on you.
I think it'd be interesting to get further tease this out. Let's say it's limited, like you said. Let's just say it's 10 core subjects, right? And you walk around in society, and you've got those 10 things printed out, and like people see you, and you're like, this guy knows. He knows about space travel, dolphins,
right?
How to cook a steak to perfection.
Carpentry.
But then it's like you look at people and you're like, oh, I need that guy.
That's interesting. Mm. And then you can swap it out. I don't know. That sounds kind of fun.
You can swap it out. All right. John from Twitter. Which defensive mechanism would you rather have? The ability to deploy a protective shell like a turtle. It sounds awesome. Or the ability to completely blend into your surroundings like a chameleon.
I don't get hit with things too often.
No, but the turtle, it's funny because personality-wise, the turtle is like, it's like the kid going under the covers for the monsters. It's like you're protected, you're safe, and you're secluded, and it's quiet.
Oh, so I can just nap?
You could nap.
Like, excuse me, I'm going to take a quick nap. Turtle shell.
What if you could go into your turtle shell? Let's say a tsunami is hitting a beach and you're on the beach. You go turtle shell. You're fine, right?
You're drowning in your turtle shell.
No, I mean, you're knocked around and stuff, but in the turtle shell, you're fine.
I don't think it's waterproof. My head can get in there. The water can get in there.
Yeah, I think you're much safer from the debris problem.
You hop onto your back, man. But it's like a little raft.
Floating on the waves?
Then you'll never be able to stand up.
Not until the water subsides.
Well, but that's a good follow-up point here, Mike.
I need to stand.
Well, because if you flip a turtle on his back,
you're done.
He's done.
No, this is a turtle shell on a human.
We got longer limbs.
Well, you're not really a chameleon here. I'm not like talking about your eyes being all big. Like, this is the power, the feature. The chameleon one, what are you going to do with that? You got to stand still.
All I think of is Drax from Guardians.
If I could move so slow, it's imperceptible.
Hello, Drax.
So talk to me what your first impression was. Which one would you?
My first impression is the turtle shell.
Wait, that you would take it?
Yeah.
Oh, my first impression was like one of these things is never going to be used, which is the turtle shell.
I'm using that all the time. In fact, I'm hooking it up to my when you're driving in your car and you've got the...
You're like with your airbags?
With my airbags. I couldn't remember the word airbags.
When your airbag deploys, your turtle
shell deploys. My turtle shell deploys.
Just an extra layer of safety. Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking... When was the last time
I'm
going to
break it down on a dance floor?
Like, oh, sure. I mean, if you're going to do like children's birthday parties and dress up as Leonardo, this is pretty cool. That's definitely the one to take. But in my life going backwards, when would I have gone, man, I wish I had a turtle shell at that moment. I can't think of like.
I would have gone hard in the streets if I had a turtle shell.
So you're saying
my whole life would have been different.
You'd be tougher, you'd get in a lot of bar fights.
I would go, a lot of that. It would be weird though, because in the bar fight, I'm not going to win the fight. I'm just going to be.
But you ain't losing.
I'm just going to go into a turtle shell, and the guy's going to leave eventually.
Now,
this is really weird.
This is like an Incredible Hulk situation, though, right? Because if you're wearing your t-shirt all the time.
No.
I'm saying you got your t-shirt on, and I Hulk out. I shell out. My shirt's gonna go.
You're going home with the shell on.
Yeah, because as soon as I de-shell,
that's your new clothes.
I'm nude.
Yeah,
and obviously you can get in your whole. You can get in the whole shell. It's big enough for you to get into it
for sure. Turtles can get in. Look, I can get in.
Didn't you ever have a beanbag growing up and go turtle shell with it?
No.
I'd explain turtle shell with a beanbag. Like hide under the beanbag?
You hide under it like the beanbag's a turtle shell.
No.
Did you crawl around?
Look.
Good question.
Not a lot of crawling. No, it's more like the safety mode.
You just hide under a beanbag and call it a turtle shell.
What I'm saying is that sometimes.
You did that, right, Mike? Everyone did.
Just checking.
My people, they're out there.
No, they are not.
The turtle shells are out there.
The beanbag turtle shell people are out there.
Al's not one of them.
Nobody's one of them.
I am one of
them.
Yeah! What?
I mean, a beanbag looks like a turtle shell. When you're little, it covers your whole body.
This is blowing my mind.
Now, where
are my turtle shells at?
Were you hiding? Or is this just like an imaginary game? You're pretending you're a turtle.
Sometimes it was in the middle of like a wrestling match or something. You'd go, he's not.
It was just fun to put your whole body under the beanbag.
That's right.
And you're just in your own little universe.
I feel like if I were fighting with someone and they went turtle shell under a beanbag,
I would hop on it.
I would Macho Man Randy Savage.
And they did.
And you were safe. And it was fun.
Okay.
I mean.
It's a safe space.
I can't believe that more than one person have turtle shell beanbagged.
Oh man, everything I've ever said negative about Al has been redeemed just today.
Honestly, that's 50% of us in this room. Like,
dude, give it a go. I mean, you need to buy a bigger beanbag, but give it a go.
You get those with that love sack?
Yeah,
those are expensive. I've looked into love sacks.
I think we've talked about this on the show, but Jason has a beanbag that could fit all of us under it.
Yes, that is true.
Now, would it? I mean, you'd probably get crushed under the weight of this thing, right? How heavy is this beanbag?
It is.
You're fine, man. It's beans. There's little beans in there. You're fine. People can go Randy Savage.
They're baked beans.
Did they ever like originally start making a beanbag where it was like uncooked beans?
No. Well, actually, like the hard beans that you would. Yeah.
I mean, is that where the name came from before it turned into the styrofoam pellets?
Absolutely.
Why aren't they called styrofoam bags?
That's because maybe they started with
beans.
With
like my
beans.
My bean bag that I call a bean bag.
Absolutely
has no beans in it whatsoever. It's all just
because that's not
blocks
practical
of foam
anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. A quick search of why is it called a bean bag? Okay. It starts off great, fellas. According to one historian.
That's all you need.
The first bean bags were said to be invented by the ancient Egyptians. They would fill small pouches of leather with dried beans or pebbles. I just really love, according to one historian, does that make it, if you say according to one historian, is this more or less credible that we're pretending that the Egyptians started the bean bag fad? Can you just anything according to one historian?
But it says historian. It doesn't say according to one dude. You know what I mean? So like this carries a little bit of weight. Is that good or bad?
As do the bean bags.
Yes, if they were original beans.
All right. So turtle shell is definitely my final answer. Are you going chameleon?
I was gonna go chameleon, but
I mean, assuming you can still
be
hit.
Jealous of.
We're going to go turtle shells together and then do the we're going to crush you.
And honestly, we got to get Owl in on this because if there's four of us.
Oh, we can turtle race.
Ninja.
Come on, Mike.
Mike.
No?
Mike. This was a Ninja Turtle
this
thing.
This was, there's four of us. There's four Ninja Turtles.
Who goes to turtle race?
We could turtle race. We do need a fourth for that. The three of us could never turtle race
until you get a four pack.
I hear exactly what you're saying, Jason. You wanted a turtle race. What a dumb thought.
Oh, boy. All right, we got time for another one, Al?
Nope, time out. Okay. We can't move on.
Okay.
We got to lay claim to our turtles.
Michelangelo.
Donnie.
No, you're Leonardo.
Oh,
I'm
Raphael.
You're Raph. And Owl's Donatello. That was clear.
That's literally, my life is thinking I'm Michelangelo, but knowing I'm Leonardo.
Yeah.
Freaking nerd.
Sorry, bud. I'm
Mike. Freaking nerd.
I'm eating the most pizza over here.
Donatello does the most work.
He does machines.
And Leo pays the bills.
And Raph's got a resting angry
face.
He's
got a really bad attitude.
He's got a bad attitude, but he goes out and he gets stuff done.
You know, why doesn't Michelangelo, with all that pizza, get a little lumpy is my question.
Because he's a teenager.
I think it's the mutant part.
Because he's a teenager.
He still has good metabolism.
That's it. If,
once they become the adult Ninja Turtles, Michelangelo's just going to be
senior
rolling around.
Senior mutant Ninja Turtles?
Uh-huh. He's not seeing his toes.
No, he's staying in that shell. All right. Alice from the website. We got time for one more, Al, right?
Yeah, we got time.
Would you rather have the power to make anyone dance uncontrollably for 1 minute a day, or have the power to make anyone fall asleep for 1 minute a day? It's the latter for me. It's the latter. Because I feel like I win every situation.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's
really?
Like...
To make them dance uncontrollably?
No, I went...
That would be the former.
Oh, the former. Yeah, okay.
I went... I don't know. Where are we?
It's too early
it's
for this
turtle.
Show.
It's a turtle race,
it's
guys.
It's too early.
You ever seen one?
I feel like you win everything with either of these.
I guess one is very humiliating, right? I guess I was thinking I'm in a bit of a confrontation with somebody.
Okay.
So which of these
you
is more...
just smoke bomb?
Yeah.
You're asleep. Goodbye. I'm out of here. I just want to run away from this conversation.
Yes.
That was your intent?
Yeah, just the fact that like I'm gonna win that situation. I can put you to sleep.
Yeah, but you would win the situation if you make them start dance too. Because they're gonna be what crump dancing, the real angry
dance.
But
it lasts a minute. So let's say I'm in a coffee shop and I'm in some. I don't know why I'm in a coffee shop, but I'm in some kind of argument with the
barista.
The barista who has given me the wrong drink.
Oh, how dare!
And you know how I am with my drinks.
Yeah, very particular.
And so go to sleep.
Is a barista a boy and a girl? Or is it a barista?
I wondered the same thing.
Is there
thing.
A barista?
When you said barista, I was like, oh, it's a girl. But
I don't know if it's a gendered word.
I'm on it.
I didn't like the mental picture that I was yelling at a woman in this hypothetical situation. Right. I think I'm talking to a barista.
A barista bro.
A barista.
Oh, there it is.
According to the Google, in English, it's gender neutral.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But so a barista,
talking to the barista bro.
But a barista bro is a very specific type.
That one is not gender neutral.
I'm talking to the barista bro. We're really getting into it.
What's up, bro?
He put like three, you know, put a bunch of caramel. I said, no caramel. And we're fighting. And then I hit the dance button.
Yes.
Now, he looks dumb, but nothing's solved.
Nothing is solved.
How is anything solved if he's asleep?
I don't know. Maybe he gets fired.
So here's the problem with the sleep is that it's very dangerous. I mean, you've got to have someone, first of all, you they got to be at least sitting down. Because
road rage situations would be bad.
I've talked about that. If I had superpowers while driving, I would do some things that I regret, and it would be too late. And if I could make anyone, a point at someone at one point in the day and make them fall asleep, there would be people careening off of the road.
Oh, you're a Prius?
Every day.
You're a Prius? Night-night. Yeah.
Jason has no clue who's in the car. It's just Prius.
Doesn't matter. I know you're driving poorly. I know that for a fact. Night-night. But let's say you're just out at a grocery store. I'm just living life. I have this superpower. I can make anyone, whether I know them or not, fall asleep for a minute or dance for a minute. If I'm walking around the grocery store night-night, and then the dude just falls over, cracking his skull on the ground, that's not very fun. But if I'm walking through the grocery store,
it's a dance party.
And everyone in, you know, the pineapple section, now they're all dancing, holding pineapples,
I guess it's
a good time.
They're dancing, holding pineapples?
Yeah, I'd wait till there's at least...
In the pineapple section where there are many people. They congregate at the old pineapple section.
It's packed today. Everyone's looking. They're fighting.
Why is dancing with pineapples better than dancing?
Oh, because it's tropical.
You know? I thought it was the element of danger.
Oh, really?
Of how spiky the pineapple is.
I guess you can do it to anyone, huh? So you could go, you could walk through and make everybody dance and you see all the time.
It's a flash mob.
Huh.
I'm taking the dance. That's going to be a lot of fun. I feel like I would never use the sleep.
What if you use the sleep one on yourself when you need to fall asleep at night?
That would be the only practical reason. Like, my wife be like, hey,
or
you
want
to go to bed? You can't go to sleep? Yeah.
Just the kids.
Because getting them to sleep for a minute, I know it's only a minute, but it's like the falling asleep part that's hardest. Once they're out, they maybe wake up after a minute. I think they can
go back. I feel like with this power, they wake up after a minute.
Yeah.
They're not groggy?
They're groggy.
No, you've hit a power nap. Mm. They're ready to go.
That's backfire. Take the dance.
Something to really think about.
Is this real life?
All right, we're diving into real life news stories that each of us have found and would like to share with you and with one another and get our reaction to, because, well, weird stuff happens in this world. Mike, what do you got on your Is This Real Life submission for the week?
Mine's just a quick one, but it is a buyer beware situation. There was a man in Argentina, and he's at the largest bazaar there. You know, he's shopping, and he gets stopped and offered to buy a pair of poodles. And clearly this man's like, I like dogs. Who can say no here to this price for a pair of poodles? This is going to be great. I got my new family dog. So he picks up the pair, paid about $150 per poodle. And if you know anything about buying a dog, dogs don't cost that much. I don't know, like probably anywhere in the world. So like a good pet owner, takes them into the vet, you know, just to make sure everything is good. Unfortunately, the veterinarian had to inform our friend here that he had purchased ferrets who had been given steroids at birth to increase their size, and then were extra groomed to make them look like a fluffy toy poodle.
Oh my gosh!
So the guy, the guy thought he was buying poodle puppies, and he bought two ferrets.
Oh my gosh. That is a long con for a small reward.
Oh my word. Could you imagine being the veterinarian? Can you take a look at my poodles? Sir, those are ferrets.
Yeah, that's not a conversation they've ever had, so I'm going to need you to sit down. I got some bad news.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with my dogs? Well, they're not dogs per se.
They're fish.
They've been groomed.
I mean, but how do they know that they were given steroids to, like,
because I guess they were big.
I've never seen.
Yeah, I mean, a regular ferret, it looks a lot like a ferret.
Yeah.
I've been like, do you want to buy two ferrets?
I've owned a ferret before. I cannot imagine mistaking it for a puppy. This is an idiot. I do.
Those are some stinky puppies.
You could not groom a ferret to make me believe it's a dog.
So this is,
if I told you your dogs right now are actually...
What?
Cats.
There's also a very nice... This is on Yahoo News. This is where I found this. And then, but they're real nice because at the end they have, you know, if you're thinking about buying a poodle at an Argentine market, and then there's a hyperlink that says the Daily Mail has a handy guide how to tell whether it's a pooch or a ferret.
A handy guide?
Wait, someone made it.
I got to click into this.
This can never happen again. Let's produce a guide.
I don't think you need a guide. What am I missing,
Jason,
here?
Take a look in the channel. Actually, at the these picture are, of these are ferrets.
Those are not ferrets. Those are little baby poodles.
This is pretty convincing.
Oh my god! To be fair, I'm looking at these and they've groomed them to look like a fluffy little toy poodle. But also, I know this is bad audio and video if you're on YouTube because we don't have the picture here, but the poodle on the left is a poodle and the one on the right is not a poodle.
Yeah.
You couldn't convince me.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
Apparently this is a big problem because there was also a lady in Buenos Aires who bought a chihuahua that ended up being a ferret.
That one I can believe. Chihuahuas look enough like ferrets.
So,
wow.
Don't make sure you check.
It's a Great Dane. It's a ferret.
With steroids, HGH.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason, you want to go or
yeah,
Mark,
no,
or me?
I'll take it so that this should really be the sandwich. I want to end with something a little bit better because this is just the worst real life. Michigan woman.
Oh, no.
Charged with caring for wildlife without permit. Animals killed by state officials. Apparently, you are not allowed to care for wild animals without without a permit. And
what goes into caring?
They justified that there was a deer that was kind of raised in captivity or whatever, and when they released into the wild, it became a danger. And it caused problems. This was just the justification. I don't know how
started
this...
a revolution against the other deer.
Yeah, like what is that deer doing?
So this woman owned this farm.
Buy some people food.
And it says that the farm was, you know, it was like known in the community as a place to rehabilitate wild animals, a refuge to goats and chickens and alpacas and donkeys.
What a nice thing
to
do.
It seems pretty good to care for these wild animals. But here the state stepped in and goes, nope, you don't have a permit, so we've got to take them.
We'll learn you. So
but wait, they slaughtered all the animals?
Well, they couldn't release them into the wild. So their answer was that. And
just give the lady a permit. She's taking care of them all right. Like, we have these animals now. What do we do? No one will take care of these animals.
You're gonna give us $100 for that permit? You're going to pay for that permit?
What is happening?
Threatening these animals. But... I'm going to tell you, it gets worse.
No.
Yeah, it gets a little bit worse because one of the animals, Sassy, was a half-blind raccoon with Down syndrome.
What?
She was being taken care of.
What
monsters? Why is this happening? This is like when you
can't they just
help.
Is this real life?
Yeah, is this real life? Unfortunately, yes.
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
That's depressing.
Yeah. Take it up a notch.
All right, well, I don't know. Mine is about death. So
perfect.
Oh, here we go.
Listen, this was interesting to me when I found it. Its title is Sustainable Till Death Do Us Part and 45 Days Beyond. It is about a new business, not one I had thought to create, that is building mushroom coffins. Mushroom
what?
The coffins are built out of mushrooms?
This is for the new sustainable future. People want to renovate the way that people are buried, And so a Dutch inventor figured out a way to grow coffins out of mushrooms that actually, when you look at them, they look like sarcophaguses or sarcophagi.
Yes.
And so they are made to basically, you go in them and you survive. You don't survive.
You're dead.
You're dead. And then in 45 days, they disintegrate beneath the earth and then serve as fertilizer to help sustainable burial.
So then your body will start decomposing as well?
Yes. And they are also getting into...
sounds like a good idea to me.
They sell shirts that are called I Am Compost t-shirts. And then they...
Is that what you get buried in?
That would be...
It doesn't say I survived the coffin.
And no. All I got was this t-shirt. Yeah.
But then the t-shirt doesn't decompose, right?
The t-shirts are sold separately.
Oh, okay.
To support the mushroom coffins.
Those are also made out of mushrooms.
Because I don't really know why we got away from sarcophagi. Like, I'd prefer to be buried in a sarcophagi.
I don't know what that is.
That's where the Egyptian...
The mummies. They're inside of sarcophaguses.
It's just like a
pharaoh's
human-shaped coffin.
Yeah, so pharaohs would be buried in them inside the pyramids.
And then for cremation, they have an urn that they grow, and it can be buried with a sapling sticking out of it. So the urn is made of mushrooms. The ashes go in the urn, and there's a sap. Like, you plant the urn, and it's got a sapling at the top.
And then you are the tree.
Oh, man.
What kind of tree would you... Potentially, like, what kind of fruit would you produce?
Bananas.
Okay. Okay.
I'd be a banana tree.
Is that because you've consumed so many banana desserts?
It's because yes, and I love bananas, and I want to believe that bananas grow on a tree.
It's $1,000 for your own mushroom sarcophagus. Are you into this? Is this something that you'd be excited about, Mike?
If I want...
Or do you want to be double, like, do you want to be put into an actual coffin?
No.
Are you a cremation?
Yes.
Station?
Yeah. that's what this called. They're like, choo-choo, all aboard the cremation station.
Yeah, I mean.
When I'm gone, look, I won't be there.
Do you have that written up somewhere?
I don't know if it's written down, but I've expressed it to.
It's now documented.
If you don't write it down, you could end up a banana tree.
I'm documented here.
Oh.
This serves
as legal.
To yes. be fair.
What's your full name?
The banana tree comes out of being cremated. So he might want both. Be cremated and then be put into
Are you in cremation station?
No, I don't
know.
No, want,
Jason
don't
wants to
burned.
Be fully preserved, like in a glass case.
Exactly. You see me.
Like an acrylic box down there?
You see me. Yeah.
Please bury it above ground where people can see.
Bury it on a platform.
But so you're a burial guy.
Yep.
Is this because you want a headstone, people to congregate around it?
No,
what about the mausoleum?
Don't want to be burned up. You know what? Yeah, and the mausoleum is a good idea, yes.
Are you cremation station, Al?
I am, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Harvest my organs and burn my body.
Yeah. Like, you know that your body will, if it's not burned, it's just going to break down.
But
yeah,
the organs are the
but
best
I'll be
part
surrounded
for,
by mushrooms,
for
so.
The tree.
Oh.
The tree.
That's a bummer for the tree, but
tree
it's a good news
bigger.
For people that need organs.
All right, let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, today Jason has the very first pick in the draft, and we are selecting self-serving punishments for your children. We are all fathers to three children, and look, we've been through it all. I'm sure every kind of punishment under the sun. Look, the timeout punishment doesn't do a lot for me. Right? They're just sitting in the corner.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't really help. So if you were drafting punishments that maybe they help a little bit. Maybe they do you some favors. What are you taking number one?
I don't think there's a great draft to have the number one pick. But when I look at my list, a lot of times I'm going to order this by what would I like to do the least?
Mm-hmm.
And this might be something. I know that there are psychotic people that actually enjoy this. But to me, and because of where we live, the number one thing, we're in Arizona.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
It gets 115 degrees outside where you melt. I ain't doing yard work in the summer. I ain't going out there to pick up the dog poop and the dogs tore up a garbage bag all across the yard. Why don't you go walk around 115 degree heat? I didn't do anything wrong, but your grades were bad. Your grades were bad. Get outside and sweat it off.
And die.
So I'm doing yard work in the summer.
Okay.
Yard work is, that's got to be near the top of the list. I mean, you get some things done that would be on your list.
Yeah.
And somebody else does them, which is why I'm going to go with what I think is the singular worst household chore. Ooh. And the one you need to do a lot, especially if you have a bigger family.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's the worst.
You're doing the laundry, boy.
Ooh. For sure.
Oh, you're going to wash them. You're going to dry them. You're going to fold them. You're going to hang them.
The folding, like the actual laundry's not too bad.
I agree.
Just dumping it into a giant machine and pushing a button. But
no,
yeah,
but it's not
the folding.
It's not putting it away.
Yeah, it's not super fun for me. Maybe it's my height, but I don't love taking it out of the dryer either when it's, you know.
Sure.
Yeah,
actually moving it from the washer to the dryer is not super fun.
On my list, I had putting away laundry.
Yeah. Because
that's
really
the issue. I'll wash it. I'll dry it. But then it's like, oh, that part was so easy.
You've
now I've
been so bad. You're doing it for everyone. Yeah. Everyone in the house. Do all the laundry. That's my important punishment for my child.
All right.
Mike?
So I have two picks here. I'll start with a more regular one of, look, the dogs get dirty.
Ooh.
And they get smelly. And we have two Bernedoodles. So it's not as easy as you
or
just...
Or do you have ferrets?
I might. I need to go to the vet and make sure that everything's on the up and up. But washing these majestic creatures with their long hair, like...
And the smell.
It's not just... You don't just shampoo them and dry them and you're done. It's, you shampoo them, you got to brush out like every inch of their hair.
Are you doing a lot of dog baths in your house?
No. Because now my children are going to be doing them for a punishment. I'm going to teach them some patience.
I can't stand wet dog smell.
Oh, it's because it's terrible.
It's
the worst.
It's like, and it lasts for a while. You're like, you know when the dog has got a bath. All right, so they're giving the dogs a bath.
Yes.
Have you, I am curious, have you assigned that task to them before?
I have assigned that task to... the professionals, because
yeah, that's the issue with doing the kids punishment is I'm all, on this list. I'm like, not sure it's going to get done well. You know, it's like you're doing the
that
laundry
is a problem.
You're putting it away. You're doing it for everybody, not just yourself. You're going to put everyone's clothes away. They don't know where everyone's clothes go. It's going to be the wrong one. This one's going to be in the wrong closet and everything's going to get lost or they're just going to hide it.
Doing it poorly was one of my strategies as a child when I was assigned chores.
That's a universal strategy.
Yeah. All right, so giving the dogs a bath is your first pick. What's your second pick?
And my second one is, look, love my parents very, very much, but I'm not much of a conversationalist unless I have something very specific to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, look, you're gonna call grandma, and you're gonna check in on her, see how her day was.
The proxy
yes.
chat with grandma.
Yep, make sure everything's okay over there. Tell her about your day.
Wow.
Make grandma feel special today.
Now that's funny because that's not obviously on my list, and I know that is a Mike special.
Oh, that is perfect, and I like that you're teaching them that this is a punishment.
Like. Look, that part of the problem with making a kid do something, anything as a punishment is now you have associated, like, go clean your room. Okay, well, apparently cleaning my room is only to be done when I am in trouble and I am being punished instead of, like, this is... So it is a little bit backwards working this way, but yeah, so calling grandma, it's a punishment.
All right, so is it back to me?
It is indeed.
They're doing the laundry. And, well, they're going to do something else because I'm going to train them in the way that they should go as a bathroom specialist. They are going to be cleaning the bathrooms, and that is the punishment. They're going to learn the value of hard work, scrubbing toilets on their knees, work I don't want to do.
Yes.
Work I don't want to smell.
Yeah, the dirty work.
Now,
the dirty work.
I do agree with this, but one of the things is, like, cleaning the bathroom is when it comes to having to actually do chores. Bathroom cleaning, once you are over I have to clean the toilet, it is like the easiest job.
Mm.
I mean, it's like, go vacuum the house. That's going to take, I mean, depending on the size of your house, but like that's like a 20-30 minute job. the I guess vacuums are lighter now.
The only one that involves poop, though.
Right, but cleaning a bathroom, you can get that thing done in like 10 minutes.
Somebody's so long as you're not doing like the shower in the tub. Yeah, because that'll take a long time. But it's also
they're doing everything.
It's also gratifying because there are things that are very dirty that pretty easily become clean. Like,
right.
You know, when you Windex it, when
it's
you
the
Windex
porcelain a, factor. Porcelain, you know, you clean it.
Yeah, I'm just talking like you clean mirrors. That's like always
feels
I don't
good.
Know, that feels good. Or yeah. Or washing windows. Like, oh, I didn't realize how dirty this was. I didn't realize how clean I could make it. And that was super easy. I just wiped it. That's all I did. I sprayed some on and wiped it. Like, why don't we do this more often?
All right, Jason, you have two picks now. You selected yard work for the first one.
Yeah, I ain't going out there in that heat. I don't do heat. But I'm starting to worry here about associating punishment with chores. So I want to make
you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a super dad. So instead, I want to make sure that this is something that I don't want to do, that's taken care of probably even better than I would do.
Interesting.
And it's not going to really be associated too much because it's a rare thing. But specifically, I'm going to be looking for what my kid did wrong when I get home from IKEA. I'm going to be searching their homework and their texts.
Oh, you're going to go find it.
I'm going to find what they did wrong. Oh, my goodness. You're building that desk. That's your punishment. And then I will go kick my feet up, and I will...
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Furniture assembly. Now, that is...
No, IKEA furniture assembly.
But that is also, to be fair, an area where... Now, you said they might do it better.
Not than you, but than me, yes.
Oh,
If I build that desk, it's coming down.
I thought you might... I was going to say, I thought maybe after they got done, you would sit down, and it's all crashing.
I don't think I've ever built something from IKEA where I've had to revert three pages at some point.
That you haven't had to do that? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you're like, and that drawer is inside out.
Yes, the inside out drawers. I follow every step. Why is it always wrong?
And IKEA's like, well, if you look clearly, the tiny little top edge here is marked with the slashes to let you know that that's apparently the unfinished side or
my
something.
My favorite is getting towards the end of a project and realizing I used... the wrong screw length for the earlier part of the project. And then I'm like, what am I supposed to do now?
You gotta undo.
We have a desk. It's a sewing station desk that if you open the door to it, you can clearly see on the inside that one of those things is super wrong and upside down. It's like the inside out drawer. And I was too far along. By the time I got to that, I'm like, no. No, I'm
pressing
not going
forward,
back.
Yeah.
This is how it is now, and that exists.
All right, your second pick here.
All right, my second pick is just real life. It is self-serving. It is... I am happy and sad to admit that this is the most frequent way that one of my children gets out of their grounding. Once we get towards the end, they can...
This is the good behavior?
This is the good behavior. They can finish the grounding officially 5 minutes each foot. Put that timer on, baby.
Yes.
I think you've done a great job this week, and I think you're ready to be ungrounded in about 10 minutes. Yeah. Oh,
that's beautiful.
This is not hypothetical. This is not a joke for a show. This has got to be 20 times that this...
Oh, my. You've
parents.
Gone. Now, what is the sound that they make when they realize that this offer has been made?
They're excited now.
Oh,
they
are
know.
They?
They know. And, you know, it's like I would take a back rub or whatever, but they suck at that. They're really good with feet, so have at it.
Wow. Okay.
We have...
Alexa, set a 5-minute timer.
Our, you know, a funny thing about, like, kids not understanding yet truly what is the value of money. What is a lot of money? What is a small amount? What should this cost that much? And when we take trips, like we're Disney people, and if you've ever spent a day at Disneyland, I mean, you're on your feet for 12 hours, very little sitting. By the end of the day, you've walked miles and miles and miles.
The ferrets are barking.
Exactly.
Oh man.
Dude, what sound does a ferret make? What would you call that? And for the onomatopoeia?
I had one, but I don't even remember.
Is it more like a meow or a squeak?
Is it a squeak? Is it a merp?
Ooh.
I don't know.
But anyways, so at the end, and the kids are so hungry to buy things at Disneyland that they like get into a competition of, I will rub your feet. I will, but then they start bidding against each other.
Nice.
Like bidding down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'll do it for a dollar.
Yeah, they start undercutting each other. So by the end of it, I get like a 10-minute foot massage for like a dollar.
Ooh.
Nice.
And I give them the dollar, and they're so stoked.
Wow.
They're like, yeah, got a dollar. I'm like, yeah, you only need like 30 more of those, and then maybe you can buy a churro.
All right. I have laundry and cleaning the bathrooms, and I'm going to go with it's just one that if I could have it happen all the time, I would, but it's work. And you got to, you know, they're almost built at a size, children, that it's kind of easier for them to even do this. And it's detailing my car.
Oh, no, that was going to be my last thing.
It's detailing my car.
It's their fault anyways.
Yeah.
I open the back seat of my car door sometimes, and I'm like,
what happened?
Did you just murder Pop-Tarts?
That's, yeah, like the box of Ritz crackers.
You ate them like dogs?
And ferrets.
Yes, sorry, you ate them like ferrets? I mean, it's. I had my car detailed the day before I was taking a group out to dinner. So I go to get in this car, proud of how it looks, the next night. And when I open my back door, it's so embarrassing. It's like, yeah. What did you do? And you had 24 hours and you destroyed my car.
They can fit into they can climb all over it and clean everything.
I'm so upset, Andy. I wanted them to detail my car.
Sorry. Mike, your final two picks.
All right. So the final two picks, things that are obnoxious but do need to get done. Now, obviously, the kid has to be a little bit older, or do they? I mean, it's really up to them. But look, I need you to go gas up the car.
Okay.
Do they?
I'm just saying, like, if they're if I'm not in the car and they took the car and I get a phone call that says your son is driving,
crashed into a
what? He stole my car. But look, if when you get in the car and it's on E, it is just the worst feeling in the world because it's always when you're running late. And you need to get somewhere, and you did not budget the 5 minutes or whatever extra you need to go to the gas station. And I don't want to do it. So
fair enough.
So look, you got
gassing up the car.
You got your driver's license. Congratulations, you get to go gas up the car now.
And I feel like that punishment has the potential to really get them too. Like if they've done something wrong, and let's say you're 3/4 of a tank, and you could still tell them to do it.
Of course,
I'd like a full tank.
Yeah, because
but Dad, you have 3/4 of a tank full. Yeah. I said full. And you still have to make the same drive.
And it's on your dime.
Ooh.
You go fill
coming out of your chore
free
money.
Gas. All right. Mike, one more.
And, okay, so then for my last one. Look, I don't know how this came, but I was just trying to think of things that are a nuisance. And, look, everyone should perform their civic duty. Like, vote.
Oh, my gosh.
Vote. Make sure but you got the problem with voting. You have to be educated on what you are voting on. And every 2 years or so, you get that giant pamphlet in the mail, and it's all the propositions. And I'm like, I don't got time to read up on this.
What, you want the TLDR from your 8-year-old?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes, man. I do. What are we voting on, son?
Wow, I think the only funny thing about that is that the kid's going to give you all the proposition votes to get the new playgrounds built at the local park. Hey, and the
so be it.
I'm going to be impressed if they understand. I'll read those propositions and be like, I'm pretty sure I am 100%. I just read this 3 times and I am confident that I'm not sure which way I vote on this means. Am I approving it or not? They use language. It's like triple negative, and I'm like,
I'm not going to build a new park.
I know what I want to have happen with this prop. I just don't know which vote is that.
But look, hey, build yourself a better world, kid. It's on you.
Yeah.
You've made me want to now input those into ChatGPT. I think that could be
smart.
A real... Please summarize this for me. All right, this last one, I want to have a little fun with it. I don't want to go with the traditional thing. I want to look at something that might It might entertain me as they're punished. It might be just a little bit funny. I have doing the laundry, cleaning the bathrooms, and detailing my car. But now, I would like you to be my new personal Alexa device.
Oh.
As a child. I want to ask anything.
They're a Google
of you,
bot?
And you have to give me, what's the score of the game? What's the latest news today? What's the weather? And I think I'd be entertained by watching them run around trying to figure this information out. And be my little personal herald.
How long of a timeline do you give them? Do you say for 1 hour, or is this like this week? Or
I think it's a day.
Okay.
I think it's a, you're my personal herald for a day. You're my electronic assistant for a day.
Nice.
And they've got to figure it out, and then they come back and report, and they have to do it in a voice that sounds a little bit like a computer.
I would like to believe that as soon as you ask them that question,
They just turn around and
repeat that question.
Will not be allowed.
Ah, yeah. Okay. They have to at least Google.
No, you have to encyclopedia.
Oh,
you got to go through the books.
Okay, so you're getting some old data.
Yeah, I'm getting a little.
What's the score?
Are they still updating those?
That's what I was going to ask. Are they still selling updated encyclopedias?
Only to libraries.
Are libraries even buying those?
Are libraries
big encyclopedia? I mean, people used to sell encyclopedias door to door.
Right, and I
big encyclopedia has gone down.
Clearly, the profit margins on encyclopedias were very good. Like, those can't exist anymore, right? Except in
it
would be more like a boutique. I'm a bougie fella, so I got to have my information from a hardbound book.
All right, Jason, close this out on this draft. One final pick.
All right, I really wanted cleaning out my car. That was going to make me love my list. Instead, I'm going to take another one that is specific to my situation, because most of my list is, right? Yard work of the summer might be nice if you're
clean the
in
bunions.
Cold weather. Well, that was foot massage, so, I mean, you know. I am going to use them as stair mules. They all will be running all of the things upstairs and downstairs.
I thought you were making them carry you up the stairs.
Yes.
I thought he was using them as physical stairs to get to higher shelves.
Yeah. No, I am but just basically.
Stairs are the worst.
Stairs are the worst runners.
If
you have a home with stairs, you know that over time, you accumulate piles of things near the stairs.
Oh, you stack them by the.
Or over on the corner or whatever. You got a million things that you just have not wanted to take upstairs and downstairs and walk upstairs and downstairs.
Not yet.
But what did you do? You know what you're doing now?
Yeah.
You are taking all of this stuff up and down. That's going to be 20 trips.
I like the definition stair mule. That is very funny, because it also makes me think you have strapped a lot of that to them, and they're now hauling
the stairs. They got a backpack. They got saddlebags.
Yeah, and they got me on their back.
All right.
Let's go.
That is the end of our self-serving punishments for children drafts. A couple things I did not take that I thought about. The dog poop in the backyard. Personal chef, but I don't know how that's going to end up.
Yeah, I'd make dinner on there.
Those were on the list. Mopping and doing the floors was on the list.
Grocery store.
Testing out expired food, I thought, was an especially morbid one.
Yeah, that's just brutal.
Yeah.
Drink that milk.
Is that still good?
No,
is that still good?
You cannot smell it.
Is that still good?
Just try it.
All right, what else do you guys have?
I had another for the older kid, an airport pickup.
Ooh. Yeah. You're really looking forward to when they have their license.
Yeah, get out of here.
Nice. Jason?
I've got party preparation. We're always putting on parties. Like, you decorate, you clean, doing dishes, and organizing the garage, which, again, is just because it gets too hot.
Makes sense.
What did we learn today?
Go ahead.
I learned that you need a fourth for a great turtle race.
See, you took mine.
That's why I wanted to go first.
I learned that I'm lumpy.
Oh,
and that is a tough lesson.
We're all lumpy.
We're all lumpy together. I learned that a ferret can look sort of like a dog. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, supporting the show. We'll be back with another episode very soon.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.